The Virgin Mary has touched more people than any other woman in history, and for many reasons. She symbolizes maternal love. She's an accessible avenue to God. She understands suffering, and she knows the meaning of sacrifice. Although Mary spoke only a handful of times in the New Testament, her personality and character have spoken to countless believers ever since, and not only to Catholics. Mary draws millions of people to shrines across the world, in addition to well-known shrines such as Knock, Lourdes and Fatima and Guadalupe. There are many other Marian shrines around the world that attract believers of other faiths. Each year, millions of devotees, Catholic, Hindu, Muslim and Zoroastrian, travel to the Basilica of Our Lady of Velankani in Pakistan to ask for her help and intercession. In Odisha, eastern India, Our Lady appeared to a Hindu woman in 1994 and told her to ask the local Catholic priest to build a church on the mountain of Partama. Catholics and Hindus continue to flock to this site, even on normal days. At some times during the year, almost as many Muslims as Christians come to the shrine of Our Lady of Lebanon in the village of Harissa near Beirut. On the island of Mindanao in the Philippines, many Muslims go to the shrine of Our Lady of Pilar, especially in times of difficulty or before undertaking their pilgrimage to Mecca. These are just a few examples to show that devotion to Mary is a global phenomenon. She has so many different facets to her, from the young virgin in Nazareth to the grieving mother at Calvary, that there's always something appealing about her, whatever one's faith or lack of faith. We yearn for a faith that is personal and engaging, for a faith that can become an intrinsic part of the rhythm of our everyday existence. And that's why the figure of Mary has come alive for countless believers. As Pope Francis put it in his disarmingly informal way, "Ella es mi mamá," she's my mum.